Illegal migrant with deportation order gets 30-second criminal conviction. By Chris Tomlinson on March 15, 2023. A Turkish national with an existing order to leave France has been convicted of a crime for the 32nd time after stealing a checkbook and using it to obtain cash. The latest conviction for 51-year-old Sian Sedanoglu related to crimes he committed in 2018 when, in financial difficulty, he stole a checkbook to obtain money illegally when he was unable to find a job, leading to complaints from at least 9 different victims. On January 31, police arrested the 51-year-old, who has been living in France for 41 years, and he appeared before a French judge in Cannes on March 9, trying to convince the magistrate that he had only committed the financial crimes to help his own family, La Manche Libre reports. "I did this only to feed my family," Sedanoglu, who has 3 children, told the judge and also stated, "When I was issued an obligation to leave the territory, it really affected me. I want to continue to see my children." The judge, however, noted that along with having an existing deportation order, known as a NOQTF in France, the 51-year-old had 31 prior criminal convictions and sentenced the Turkish national to 6 months in a French prison. The issue of deportations and deportation orders of criminals in France has been a major topic of discussion for several months in the wake of the murder of a 12-year-old girl named Lola in Paris, allegedly by an Algerian woman with a deportation order. The main suspect in the case, a 24-year-old Algerian woman named Dabia B, had been ordered to leave French territory and should have been out of the country weeks prior to the alleged murder of the girl, but the deportation order had not been enforced. French Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin has vowed to make sweeping changes to deportation and immigration policies, including putting forth proposals to put those with deportation orders on criminal wanted lists. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.